May 31st through June 6th. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 60 through 62. All flesh is in mine hand. Elder Ronald A. Rasband said, quote, "Each of us must first strengthen ourselves spiritually and then strengthen those around us. Ponder the scriptures regularly and remember the thoughts and feelings you experience as you read them." End quote. From Lest Thou Forget and Signer Liahona, November 2016. Invite sharing. You can inspire a meaningful discussion by inviting class members to respond to a specific question or idea that relates to the scriptures they read at home. For example, you could invite them to share something they learned this week about Heavenly Father or Jesus Christ. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 60, verses 2 through 3, verse 7, verses 13 through 14, Section 62, verses 3 and 9. The Lord is pleased when we open our mouths to share the gospel. As members of the church, we know that the restored gospel is a great treasure that blesses the lives of God's children. So why do we sometimes hesitate to share our testimony with others? Consider inviting class members to list on the board some reasons why we might not open our mouths to share the gospel. Class members could then read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 60, verses 2 through 3, 7, 13 through 14, and Section 62, verses 3 and 9, looking for words or phrases that inspire them to share the gospel. They could list what they found on the board. Perhaps some class members could share an experience when they overcame their fears and shared the gospel with someone. Throughout Doctrine and Covenants, sections 60 through 62, there are teachings, both stated and implied, about sharing the gospel. To help class members discover these teachings, you could ask each person to review one of these sections and share anything they find that teaches them about sharing the gospel. It might enhance the discussion to read about exemplary missionaries elsewhere in the scriptures. See, for instance, Acts chapter 8, verses 27 through 40, Alma, chapter 19, verses 16 through 17, and discuss what we learn from them. What examples can we share from our own lives? Can any class member share how they were introduced to the gospel and how they felt about the people who taught them? Your class might benefit from role-playing ways in which we can open our mouths and share the gospel. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verses 2 through 4, section 61, verses 1 through 2, 20, 36 through 38, section 62, verses 1 and 6. The scriptures teach us about Jesus Christ. Invite class members to write on the board anything they learned about the Savior this week from studying section 60 through 62, along with the related verses. Or they could search Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verses 2 through 4, section 61, verses 1 and 2, 20, and 36 through 38. And section 62, verses 1 and 6, to find things taught about the Savior. What stories from the scriptures or our own lives illustrate the roles and attributes of the Savior that we have learned about? For example, see John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, and Ether chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. You could invite class members to share their testimonies of Jesus Christ or to privately reflect on what he means to them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 5, section 61, verse 22, and section 62, verses 5 through 8. The Lord wants us to make some decisions as seemeth us good. Consider inviting class members to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 5, section 61, verse 22, and section 62, verses 5 through 8 in pairs or small groups, and share what they feel might be the Lord's message to us. When have they felt that they should use their own judgment in making a decision? Consider sharing the statement by President Dallin H. Oaks in additional resources as part of your discussion. How can parents help their children learn this important principle? Additional resources. Acting upon our best judgment. President Dallin H. Oaks taught, quote, "A desire to be led by the Lord is a strength. But it needs to be accompanied by an understanding that our Heavenly Father leaves many decisions for our personal choices. Personal decision-making is one of the sources of the growth we are meant to experience in mortality. Persons who try to shift all decision-making to the Lord and plead for revelation in every choice will soon find circumstances in which they pray for guidance and don't receive it. For example, this is likely to occur in those numerous circumstances in which the choices are trivial or either choice is acceptable. We should study things out in our minds, using the reasoning powers our Creator has placed within us. Then we should pray for guidance and act upon it if we receive it. If we do not receive guidance, we should act upon our best judgment. End quote. From Our Strengths Can Become Our Downfall, Ensign, October 1994. Improving Our Teaching. Know those who struggle. The struggles of those you teach may be hard to detect, but with the help of the Spirit and your leaders, you can know the best way to reach out to these individuals. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 8 and 9.